Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, November 4th, 2008. The Israeli military detained on Tuesday a number of Palestinian residents as armed Israeli settlers wounded three others. Meanwhile, preparations are underway for the upcoming National Unity Dialogue in Cairo. These news and more are upcoming. Stay tuned. Israeli military detained on Tuesday seven Palestinian residents from the West Bank cities of Jenin and Tulkarem as armed Israeli settlers wounded three others in the Hebron city. Witnesses said that the settlers attacked a neighborhood in Hebron and beaten several local Palestinian residents. Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad of the Ramallah-based government slammed the settlers' attacks yesterday and urged the upcoming meeting of the Quartet Committee for Middle East Peace to pressure the Israeli government for halt of such attacks. The Quartet, United States, United Nations, Russia, EU, is scheduled to meet in the Egyptian Red Sea Resort of Sharm el-Sheikh next Sunday. Meanwhile, preparations are underway in Gaza for the November 10th National Unity Dialogue in Cairo, meant to end division between the ruling Hamas party and the Fatah party in a place since June 2007's factional fighting. Independent Gaza residents and dignitaries have been sitting in Gaza City the fourth consecutive day, urging the rival parties to comply with Egyptian mediation efforts and come out with a deal that ends rivalry and preserves the national interests of the Palestinian people. At the Israeli-Palestinian political level, Israeli Foreign Minister and head of the ruling Kadima party, Tzevi Livni, believed Tuesday that the Israeli public supports peace, calling for Israel to keep up negotiations with the Palestinians. Livni was quoted as saying that if Israel does not involve in negotiations, other parties will have their say. Livni's remarks came ahead of the next Sunday's meeting of the Quartet Committee in Egypt. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hassan Qassis.